Amen. Lord, we just now ask, Lord, just as we get in your word, the living word, Lord, we take the written word and make it real to us. Lord, pray in Jesus' name. Yesterday I talked a lot about hope, and Stevie wanted me to say this about hope, because we're going to talk about joy today, and kind of hope is really tied in with joy, because Scripture says that may the God of hope fill you with the joy and peace of believing, right? And, you know, when you talk about joy a lot, I've heard a lot of definitions about that, and that joy is not happiness and stuff, and mostly in the body of Christ. And I think what happens with that is people try to interpret joy in light of their own experience, right? But joy is joy, right? Joy is an emotion, an emotion that's evoked within us. That is very real. And it's just like peace. You'd say, well, peace is not this, you know, where you feel at peace. You know, it's just a, you know, when we try to reinterpret it, we got to reinterpret it for what it actually is, you know. In his presence is fullness of joy. That means God is full of joy, right? And just a few scriptures, because I've been, one of my prayers during this season is, Lord, I want to know and experience real joy, you know, because I know it is you, and I know you contain it, and I know it's there, and I know just during this time of these physical things I'm going through and feeling bad all the time, that there is a place I can tap into, right? Because it said this is in Proverbs. I got them all mixed up here. I was just writing a bunch down today and forgot I had an appointment right before this. It's getting my thoughts together and everything. But Proverbs 17:22 says this, that a joyful heart is like medicine. It's good medicine. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. And we know that, you know, physically, that a bitter and broken spirit can open the door to infirmity, you know. Especially they said that a lot of arthritis and stuff is tied into emotions, you know. So emotions can be medicine. I mean, it can really bring healing to our bodies. A joyful heart, Proverbs 15:13, makes a cheerful face, you know. Then he goes on, you know, I was reading this in Proverbs 15, reading through that, about how good news puts fat on the bone and healing tongue, all this stuff about a man has joy and an apt answer. And we talked about that a lot yesterday, about hope. God giving us hope through his word, you know. It gives us this. You know, there's 210 verses in Scripture concerning joy. 210. Joy or joyful. And you see it all through, especially in the Psalms, just full of them, in the Old Testament. And you see this where they're saying, sing for joy or shout for joy, right? I just got stuck on that a little bit. Sing for joy and shout for joy. Right, it's almost like they're saying, "Sing for." If I'm doing something for something, right, then I get what I'm doing this for, right? So my singing and shouting for joy seems like they were what they were doing is, as they were singing and shouting within the circumstance, whatever they were then filled with joy, right? Hope has to be tied into joy, because if I start just like Paul and Silas when they were in Acts chapter 16, when they were put in prison and they begin to sing praises to God, right? And the whole atmosphere changed for them, and you know, the chains fell off. It's just a really good picture for us, symbolically, of what happened, how we change the atmosphere, because you can't have joy without having a thankful heart, right? I can't be giving thanks in all things and everything, and if I'm fussing or complaining or griping, I'm not going to have joy. That's just the way it is, right? That's a joy stealer and joy killer. So I think one of the things on this journey that I've been thinking about, and I'm going to read, there's some more scripture about joy, is that we can create an atmosphere. Like we're looking for breakthrough, right? that we were singing, we sing or we're shouting, they would shout and sing and worship and praise. I think maybe they did that until they broke through to joy, right? So we know that joy is something that Psalm 87:7 says, okay, all my springs of joy are in you, Lord, right? And fruit of the Spirit is joy. So that means love, joy, peace. That is the very characteristic of who God is. Jesus said this. He said, this is in John, where do I have that? I know it's in John 15 and John 17. 15:11, he says, that my joy may be in you, right? The joy may be full, but my joy will be in you. And John 17:13, he says that his joy would be in me. So that side of it, you and I contain joy. I mean, we really do. If we contain the presence of God, which we do, and all fullness, which we do, then we contain all the fruit of the Spirit, which we have, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. So we really are containers of that. I carry around, because I carry around God's presence, then I carry around His joy. And Jesus said, so that you will experience my joy. Okay? So that's really encouraging to me and exciting to me, knowing that, one, it is something that, not something I have to strive for, it's something that I contain. So just like any other gift of the Spirit or anything that we have to do, there is an activation and a release of that joy or that peace or that love, right? The Lord, you know, He was saying our love is not word and tongue, but indeed and truth. And we know love, that is action too, but it's also God's given it to us as an emotion we feel as well, you know. Galatians 5:22, a familiar one. Y'all know that one, where about the fruit of the Spirit. Psalm 21:6, David is saying that my joy is in you, God. You are joy, you know. And Nehemiah, that's where we get that word, Nehemiah 8:11, talks about the joy of the Lord is my strength, right? And again, the joy of the Lord, that's His joy. His joy is my strength. Because if you think of things that drain us emotionally, the very opposite things of joy, of, you know, sadness or, you know, or anxiety or anything like that would be the opposite of sadness, you know. If it can affect my a broken spirit, dries up the bones, well, a sad or broken spirit can definitely affect my emotions, right? So in the same way, then joy, there's joy there to affect me also that I can experience, and it's in me, right? So what do I have to do now to say if there's applications to that, or, you know, I don't think it's a tool in our belt, but if it's an application of joy and I would really want to experience, then I want to really learn how to live in that environment or release the joy of the Lord in me, because I know it's there. And it's okay to be honest, because that's where we start, if there's honesty with us, with the Lord. You know, like maybe joy isn't just not something I experience a lot, or you may experience a lot, right? Maybe at times. I know I do at times, you know, but I want it to be a continual feast, right? And I know that starts off first with, in all things give thanks to God, you know, in all things give thanks. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, Paul said, rejoice always. The whole Philippians, that word joy and joyful is, I forgot how many times it's in there. It's 20-something times, I think, in Philippians. That's known as the joy, his Paul's joy book, right? And he talks to them about that too, that that their joy may be made full and their joy may be made complete, right? And that's where he says, rejoice always, you know. Pray without ceasing, you know, and that whole thing and all thing, you know, pray without ceasing and everything give thanks. So there's a part that that I play for that. There's a part that I can, I'm using terms like activate and stuff like that. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Where we can kind of get this this experience where it will be really mine, where the heart, like it says, the heart is having a feast on there, you know, because what a great environment to live in, right? A joyful environment. So as y'all can tell, I'm thinking as I'm talking too, because, you know, it's just, it's real, I mean, it's all through there. You know, I was just amazed that that many verses are, the church in Corinthians, Paul wrote the second letter, which is actually the third letter. But when he was talking to them about giving, these churches in the Macedonia area, you know, when he wrote them, he's talking about those churches that were in the Macedonia area, that they were going through a great deal of affliction, right? And they were poor as Job's turkey, you know. And but yet they were known for the atmosphere of joy that they lived in, you know, incredible joy. And Paul was talking about that in 2 Corinthians 8:2, that they had joy in their affliction and deep poverty, right? Which with us, affliction and deep poverty would be a joy stealer, you know. Notice too, when I went to Africa, one of the things that I still think about that place is the joyful people I met over there, you know, much more so, y'all, than Americans. They were just happy. They're joyful, and they had nothing, you know. These people were nothing. Maybe that's a key to it, is having nothing. They don't have anything to worry about much, right? I think there's maybe a key to that with these the Macedonian churches, you know, in their deep poverty. But not just their poverty, y'all, is then their affliction, their major persecution stuff they were going through. They were able to tap into, and I think they understood the sing for joy and the shout for joy, singing. Because all of that is in an atmosphere of our worship to God and thanking Him and praising Him, you know. I like that, doing until, you know. I remember I was thinking about this lady who healed. They prayed for her, and it was like, you know, 20 years or something later, she was healed. And, you know, their whole thing was, we're going to keep doing this, and we're going to keep at it until, you know. We're not going to give up until. We're not going to stop until. You know, if we had that kind of attitude in heart, Lord, I'm not going to stop, and I'm not going to quit until I break through to this place. You know, that's kind of where I am. I'm not going to quit until I kind of break through. And if it's singing for joy and shouting for joy, if that's what we do as a congregation, and we've all felt that, you know, we've all been in worship times and experiences where you were worshiping and all of a sudden the atmosphere changes, right? The whole environment around me changes. And God, I think God just kind of steps in and, you know, His presence, His peace, everything comes. Well, that can be our reality, right? Or He wouldn't tell us for that. He wouldn't tell us to that's in me, and that in His presence there's fullness of joy and there's right hand. If it wasn't to be my reality and my experience, Jesus said, "Hey, man, I want my joy. My joy is in you, but I want you to experience it, right?" So, I pray for us that that whatever. Like Romans 14 talks about, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and joy in the Holy Spirit. That is the kingdom. Righteousness, not eating and drinking what we don't eat or don't drink or do or don't do. It's joy found in the Holy Spirit, right? And to God my joy, like you said. He is He anointed me. This is in Psalm 2, the God anointing them with oil of joy. Restoring to me, David prayed in Psalm 51 that God would restore to him the joy of his salvation. Right, so it's a good word out there for us, because it makes a cheerful face. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Right, it gives us strength, and because everything opposite from that is will drain you. So I just pray for you. You pray for me. That on our journey, you know that. I think we're going to have many breakthroughs here, to where we're going to sing and shout for joy. We're going to shout for it, right? Until He get it. We're going to shout and sing until joy is mine in its fullness, because that's who He is and He lives in me. And it's okay to say, you know, wow, that's not my experience, right? Well, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be my experience. It's supposed to be my normal experience. That's supposed to be normal for me. just cool. Go back and look. You know, you pull it up in your concordance or whatever, and go back and look at all. I mean, there's just tons of them, tons of scripture. You know, weeping last, joy comes in the morning. That was a cool song that the Gaithers, when I was in youth choir and stuff, I think we sang all their songs back in the day, the early 70s.